Well, good morning, and welcome to this Pledge Day edition of The Quiz Show. My name is Ed Holohan, and we are so glad that you joined us this morning for a 1 hour of quizzy puzzlers, radio trivia, and even bird calls. That's right, folks, bird calls. The amazing Laura Erickson, host of For the Birds, will be joining us in just a bit, about 29 bits from now. As you already know, today is our one-day spring pledge drive. So this is the first of oh so many times we'll be asking you to call. Does anybody happen to know what that number is?
Oh, I do.
I do. You go, girl.
I'm stealing it. 608-638-WDRT. That's 9378.
It actually spells DRT?
Yeah.
14 years, and now I can't.
I actually didn't know that, too. I just learned something.
WDRT, 9378. Yeah.
And because it's Pledge Day, we have assembled an exceptional bundle of brains, that's you folks, to compete for the title of smartest kid on the block, or at least the loudest kid on the block.
Big title.
Winning.
Mark King is with us for the first time. Welcome, Mr. King.
Thank you, Ed.
How are you feeling about your chances?
Well, I've done my pregame ritual and feeling pretty good.
I'm not going to ask.
Pregame? I'm intrigued.
Well, I brushed my teeth and came here.
Yeah.
Attaboy. We knew we could count on you. Returning champion Emily Grantham is in the house. Good to see you, Ms. Grantham.
What?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling real good. The station is hopping. The energy
is
just rocking.
Dang. Yes. And returning champion, Shayna Besher. That's
Ayo.
Just fun to say.
Yeah.
Welcome.
And watch out, friends. I've done some quiz show calisthenics.
Drinking. There's two champions in the room?
That's right, Mr. King. That's right. I know you're hoping to be
no
third.
But
yeah.
No, nobody
know.
Told me we could drink before we came here.
Yeah, that's part of
my
ritual.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
We're way ahead of you. Sorry.
Come on.
Hey, the rules are simple, just so you don't forget them. The panel will be asked a question. The first player to buzz in will have a chance to answer. If the answer is incorrect, another panelist can buzz in. A correct answer will receive 1 point, as will the bonus questions, should there be any. Our master of the math, Michael Price, is at his accounting station ready to keep score. It's good to see you, Michael.
It is good to see you as well, Eduardo.
And thanks for doing the hard part. We appreciate
it. Is this hard?
Yeah. Math is hard.
Barbie's, I forgot I had to do that.
Yeah. Barbie's in the house. Thank you, Barbie. That is a Barbie line, by the way. Math is hard.
Math is hard.
Yeah.
It's true.
Hey, before we get to the games, we want to ask you for your support. You know the drill. We're here because you put us here, because you pay for us here. We have this break has to be short, so we want to especially ask you to become sustainers. What does that mean? That means you give us some itty-bitty amount of money. There is a $5 minimum every month. Become a sustainer. Any of you who've ever worked for a not-for-profit know what it's like if you don't know what the heck your budget is. You sustainers, you put it on the books beforehand, so thank you. Emily, I know you have a special place in your heart for sustainers. Could you?
I do. We love our sustainers, and we love them so much. We've actually introduced a special exclusive pin just for sustainers. So if you become a sustainer, you can start rocking one of these sweet WDRT pins too. Go to our website, wdrt.org/donate. Call us, visit us, become a sustainer today.
If you would just look at your radios right now, you'll see that many of us are sporting that pin. It's really quite attractive. Okay, it's time for our first game. It's called On This Date, which means it happened on this day in history. Contestants, are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Yes. Got my buzzer.
I can't wait.
First one's a tough one. In 1886, pharmacist and patent medicine inventor, that's a key, Dr. John Smith Pemberton sold the first what?
Oh.
In an Atlanta, Mark?
Soda. He's Dr. Pepper.
Wrong. Somebody want to jump in? Emily.
Penicillin?
Wrong.
Does this have to do with medicine?
Shayna, you be smart. Let me finish the question, and, you know, you get all the
data. Diggity. Give me the data.
He sold this in his Atlanta pharmacy. It went on to become a very popular soft drink. You were almost there, Mark.
Oh.
What would that soft drink be from Atlanta?
Seven Up?
Keys.
Okay, so... nobody got that one. Oh. Now, I know this is a shock. Yeah, I wish you could, Michael. Yeah. It's a shock, but, you know, it's like a second tier soft drink. It's called Coca-Cola.
Oh, criminally.
You may have, yeah. Hey, here's a fun factoid. The logo for Coke, you know, that script?
Yeah.
That was from Dr. Pemberton's bookkeeper.
Oh.
I don't think he made a penny on that, but he gave Coke its logo forever.
Beautiful.
Okay.
And their name was?
Dr. Pemberton's bookkeeper.
Womp, womp.
In 1984, the Soviet Union announced it would boycott this global sporting event that took place in Los Angeles in 19... Mark.
The Olympics.
Yes, 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 yes.
On the board, Mark.
Oh. You got to pay extension here because this has a lot of words in it. All of these May 8th holidays are for real except for one. One way or another, a company or a greeting card, something recognizes these holidays, except for one. Here they are. National Have a Coke Day. Iris Day. Third Shift Workers Day. Coconut Cream Pie Day. Foot Odor Awareness Day, my personal favorite. And World Donkey Day. Which one is a fake? Shayna.
I'm going to guess the foot one.
You're right.
Hey-o!
Why did you put... foot odor next to pie.
Yeah, stinky feet.
Why?
Getting on board with stinky
feet.
Whatever
it takes.
What river in the U.S. of A. did Hernando de Soto come to the shores of in 1541? Emily.
Hudson River?
Wrong!
Oh, good guess.
You enjoyed that too much.
No, jeez.
Mr. King.
It's well known he made it all the way to the Mississippi.
Yes, he did. That's
nice.
For a
well
point.
Not okay.
Well
known enough.
Well, it was a well-done guess.
That was Emily, going forward, that was Henry Hudson who came to the Hudson River.
Oh, noted.
Okay. Here's a one or the other question. The Captain and Tennille had a lot of hit tunes in their day. Which one of this duet was born on May 8th? The Captain? Emily?
Tennille.
It is Tennille. Tony Tennille. Very good.
50-50 chance.
We excel at those, don't we? Yes. Okay.
I'm going to
close this game out with one more question, and it happens to be my favorite, okay? The Rolling Stones canceled their 2006 European tour when one of their members fell out of a coconut tree and required emergency surgery. Who was that? I'll give you a hint if you need it. It had nothing to do with substances because this fellow had already been clean for 30 years when he fell out of that cocoa tree, which...
Bill Wyman.
Wrong! Okay,
we're
down
to... I don't even remember the band.
I
don't even remember who we're talking about.
The Rolling Stones.
I'm trying to pay attention.
Okay, we got to move. The answer was Keith Richards.
Crying.
Okay, Michael.
He's clean?
Can you... No, I would have guessed him.
Kill the mics. Kill the mics. Michael, what do you got for totals?
Is anybody awake?
Currently, we have Mark at the lead with 2. And we have Emily in second with 1. And Shayna, you have yet to show.
No, I had a foot
she
one
did.
In there.
Oh, had a foot odor.
We're tying
right.
up.
Correct.
Right. We're bringing it together.
Right. There you go.
There. It's cool.
Okay, there's the foot one.
I'm
so sorry.
Don't
Shayna.
Be. Keeping math is hard.
There'll one,
be
a little, 1 and 2.
Little extra something in your envelope.
Oh.
Okay, because you're keeping. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, this is a super fan edition. Of the quiz show.
We have
and
a super
just,
fan?
We have
a
fans.
Super fan. Mr. Willis, would you say hello to the folks?
I will say hello. Thanks for having me here. I consider myself to be a fan. My superpowers have yet to be, I guess, really known to
oh,
me.
They will be tested, my
all
friend.
Right. Can't fly yet.
Really? Do you have flying dreams at all?
Have you tried flapping your arms?
I have. That hasn't gotten me very far. But
okay. We'll do a quickie, what do you call that, a tutorial outside
nice.
Later.
Nice. Okay. I'll ask.
Because Mr.
Laura.
Price actually yeah. can yeah. fly. Okay.
Oh. Laura
this
Erickson
is
help.
Who's the DJ?
Ooh.
We're dun, going dun, to dun. Play you a voice clips from any number of DRT DJs. It is your job. It is your job, superfan, to identify the personality. And we'll give you an extra point if you can name the show. Okay?
You bet.
Are you ready, sound man?
We have well over 100, don't we?
Yes.
100 volunteers at this special station.
And here's the first one.
Bonnie Raitt before that from her most recent album, Just Like That. Love So Strong. Way to go, Bonnie. Glad to know Bonnie's still going so strong after all these years.
All right.
What do you think, Steve?
I believe his name is Kevin, if I'm right.
Ron!
No.
Do you know the show? Could we give a half a point for the show?
I love his voice.
Okay, panelists,
so much.
Who are we talking about here?
Paul Fairchild.
Oh, yeah.
On the train.
On the train.
Okay.
Sorry. Smooth talker, Paul.
Sorry, Paul.
Number two.
Hope you are able to join me today. For the whole darn show, but that's quite a commitment.
That's our girl.
Hold on, I gotta.
Okay. Yes, yes.
All right.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not sure on this one. This one stumps me.
It's Monday afternoon. Panelists.
It's my nap time.
who is that?
That's Patty.
That's Patty.
PMS show.
It is our PMS show.
That one right.
Oh. Okay, number three.
We're here to coach Emma with a fun instrumental. I'm going to like throw a bunch of instrumentals in tonight because they're just easier on my brain this week than
this is a
words.
Yeah, yeah. This is a Little Citrus, isn't it?
Close.
You were
no.
close. No? She's taller.
Thursday nights.
Big Citrus.
I knew it.
Nice.
Okay, folks, that's Kirsten Layer, of course.
All right.
Playing global beats to us.
DJ Kirsten.
Okay, we have a Friday favorite coming up, Steve. Who's our next DJ?
So let's dance the night away with Van Halen. Right now, right here, WDRT-FM Viroqua.
This is the RLE.
Yeah!
The one, the only.
Yes.
Rock
and
rock.
Oh, he got him and the show, the RLE. That's
yes.
great.
It's like
okay.
15
2
bonus
points. Yeah, at
oh,
least.
Oh, yeah, you're piling
at
up
least.
Them bonus points. Number next, if you will, Mr. Soundman.
So we'll finish up with my sweet potato, and then I got some Lila James, Lenny Kravitz, Ryan Bingham, so much more, so I hope you'll stick around. This is WDRT 91.9 FM.
This is the shake, right?
Mark? Yes!
Oh, 2 points!
Nailed it! Nailed it.
Dude, you're rolling
all right,
now.
I'm loosened up. My
coming
muscles
online.
Are working.
Coming online. All right.
Okay. A challenging one coming up. Would you play it for us, please?
And then finally, the Stooges. Real cool time. Listener, I hope you're having a real cool time tonight.
He's a Friday night pal.
Oh, no.
Yes, he
oh,
is.
It?
That's another nap time for Steve, isn't
well,
it? Yeah.
I have two
darn.
Small children that...
oh, well, then you don't do
I'm
late night
reading
radio.
Books.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that would be... Who is that? Miss Sherbish? Yeah. I knew I was going to mess
yeah.
that up.
It is Radio After Death
yes.
with A.D. Holm.
A.D.
A.D. Helm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very last word.
Yeah, I got these.
Very last one. Personal favorite
please
of mine.
Don't drink and drive. Please don't text and drive. Take care of yourself.
Glad man.
Yeah.
That guy's got some pipes.
Yes. That's
radio
right.
Radio pipes. I love
that
it.
Is.
And trombone pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very true. I used to play.
Oh, hot diggity.
Yeah.
Not as well as.
You could do
hey,
what?
I see by the clock on the wall that it's time to pitch for some pledges.
Oh, let's.
Anybody want to kick this off?
Well, I would just like to say it's an honor being here at this community-supported radio station, and especially since we do 2 days a year only. That's it. We're just asking you during this one-day pledge drive to make our goal of $15,000. It's not easy, but all it takes is you calling in just once. We will take your name and we will put you down as one of our heroes to help us through this 1 day spring pledge drive.
To wit, here's a few heroes who helped us out this morning. We got Ralph and Marilyn, thank you. We've got Toby, we've got Dan, we've got Steven, and we are perilously close to 5,000.
Incredible!
Yeah. This can't be done, folks.
It feels so good. I got the goosebumps.
We are feeling the love.
Yeah.
The vibes are high.
Yeah. Vibes are high.
We've already had a shout out to the sustainers, but anybody considering calling in, if you like quality content, the last 15 minutes notwithstanding. and you want to hear more of it, then you've only yourself to blame.
Yeah, right. Set it on autopilot.
Hey, you know what? It occurs to me that if you're listening, you like what you're listening to, or else you'd be crazy to listen to it, and we know you're not. And if you like what you're listening to and you haven't quite gotten around to supporting us yet, here comes the guilt part. Don't you think you oughta? I mean, really?
Dig in.
What do you do when you like something? Eddie. You help. Okay?
Yeah.
So help us out. We'll give you amounts, but we don't care about amounts. We want you in the family, in the club.
Sure. Yeah. Any amount counts.
Any amount counts. Yeah. That, ooh.
Ooh.
We'll get that into limericks. Okay? Yeah. Amount
counts. There you go. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. You are incredibly generous, and we love that you intend to continue being so. Thanks to our super fan.
Super fan.
I shall do better next time.
Oh, you not to worry. You are the best super fan we've ever had.
It's true.
I'll take it.
And your fabulous prize is on the back table. Ann Allen will be happy to.
It's donut shaped. Those are my favorite trophies.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Woo!
The crowd goes wild.
Okay. We're going to move right into our Mother's Day theme.
Oh, boy.
There are five mothers in the room, as far as I can tell.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I see where you're going with that one.
Yeah. Kidding, we're going to play you. We're going to play you some clips from some tunes. And we'll give you a point if you can name the song. And we'll give you another point if you can name the player, or players, as it were.
Okay.
Don't forget to use your buzzers, please. This just yelling when you're ready is not going to work anymore.
Who's yelling at?
It's in the script. Okay, I made it up.
Okay.
Number one, if you please.
It's not the Who.
Shayna.
Billy Idol.
No. One more try. The song is Mother, and it's by Danzig.
Danzig. Kramer Hitley. Okay. Oh, come on.
Number two is coming up.
Don't you call this a regular jam.
Oh, I know.
Emily.
Sorry, we weren't supposed to shout out.
Yeah. Mama
said knock you out.
Yes.
Cool J.
Yeah, oh, two points there. Atta girl.
Yep. Oh, that was good. That
okay.
was good.
We're rolling. I'm learning a lot.
Mama said knock you out. Yeah.
Mark, you and me both. unfortunately, there is not one tuba piece in here. So I'm sorry, buddy. Gotcha. Anyway, number three.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef 17.
Emily
mama,
again.
Dear mama, Tupac.
And who is, yes. Two more points.
I would have never guessed Tupac.
If you could for the name grand that them. Tune is.
It's your sweet spot.
It's pretty much all I got. Okay. That's all I got.
Well, good. We have a couple, two, three more of these coming up. And here's the next one.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold.
They'd
rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Mr. King.
That is Cowboys Ain't Don't Let Your Babies.
That's
grow
right
up
for
cowboys.
A point. Absolutely. Anyone happen to know who the artist is?
It's a country artist, I believe.
Correct.
Mr. Okay. Price, why don't you tell us?
Could it be Waylon Jennings?
Yes, it could be. It could be.
Classic. Okay.
Okay, folks. One, two more. Here's the penultimate one. I just like to say that. Go. Mr. King.
Mama tried.
Yes, she did. And who was going to sing that for us if we had gotten to him?
Yeah.
Hey, we can.
He's got a real playful voice.
Can we put the voice up, Mr. Music Man, and we'll give you a shout at the artist.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome
Oklahoma boy.
Oklahoma Jones.
Oklahoma Merle Haggard.
Yes,
Merle Haggard.
Merle Haggard.
Last one, and it ain't country. You go.
I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad.
Emily?
Mama, I'm coming home.
Oh, I am coming home.
Is it Ozzy?
It is, yes. Ozzy Osbourne.
That was my only guess, but I don't know. I don't know. Oh, atta girl.
You know what? I think there's a little electric charge coming through my... That's... If I...
Here.
Get even, did you touch one of the buzzers?
Even frizzier, you'll know what it is. Okay. And if I fall over, you'll really know what it is.
We'll know you've been electrocuted. Got it.
Remember to pledge so
right
we can get at a microphone that does not shock him.
Just absolutely to let you know. Shocking. 6389378.
That's all it takes to save Ed from getting killed.
Yes. Yeah. Donate now if you want Ed to continue on.
Yeah.
Watch the phones go dead. Boom. Done. For instance, I'm throwing this out. Say a person had a laptop or something. How would they donate then?
Oh, that's easy. They go to wdrt.org.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lyric in itself.
It is.
And then you just click the donate now button.
There's
you can listen live or donate.
Yeah.
We make it so easy.
We make it so easy that you can spread it out over 12 months.
Yeah.
Now, Mary and I found out about that about 14 years ago. You know what? It's easier to come up with 10 or 20 a month than it is to come up with 240 or 360 right now. Duh.
Yes.
True story.
So we did it. We did it. Yeah. We're also giving you the chance, because we're bright, to... Occasionally, just so you know, Terry was waving his hand. We look for hand signals from each other to find out how it's going. And then I looked over towards our producer, who was doing an imitation.
Who
I think it was a wounded albatross. I'm not sure.
I was going to go with Miguel Gorilla.
Thank you. It turned out to mean nothing. Anyway, we are going to move right in to the next game.
Okay.
Because why? Because it's never too late to do a little George Lucas-inspired trivia.
Oh, no.
Maybe. Oh, no. Is that a good thing or bad?
Bad. Okay. Pretty sure.
It's a game. It's a game because we just recently passed the global holiday. It's a game we call May the 4th Be With You.
Yeah, I'm in trouble
and
on
also
this one.
With you.
I didn't read your script. I
from Catholics
also
out
to
there.
You. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, pals. What actor played Han Solo in the original Star? Mark King.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford is right for a point.
Attagay.
Okay. All right.
Coming in hot.
This is another Han Solo question. At the end of The Empire Strikes Back, Han Solo is frozen into what material? Mark King.
Carbonite.
Carbonite is right.
Ooh,
watch out. We're getting smoked. We're getting smoked. Yes.
Come on,
man. En fuego.
We used to have those little silicone ice cube trays with Han Solo frozen in carbonite.
Yes.
That is totally cool.
So this is clearly his category.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I'm not going to say that Mark talked to Terry before the show, but he did.
Oh, what does that mean?
Just saying.
Is this
just
rigged?
Saying.
Oh,
just
there's
saying.
A lot of winking going on in the studio.
We only spoke of the weather.
So Solo, they say.
Han Solo had a close friend named Chewbacca. What species was Mr. King?
He was a Wookiee.
He was a Wookiee. That's just fun to say. I was a Wookiee once.
Once.
In baseball.
Okay.
A Wookiee. okay. Let's see. Oh, we have a sound for you. Again, relating to May the 4th Be With You. Would you play that, please? Emily, first.
Lightsaber.
That is indeed a lightsaber.
But what color was it?
Blue? Well, I guess it depends. Was
who,
one red and
whose
one was blue?
Was it? Yeah.
Bad guys had red.
Yeah, bad guys.
Bad guys had red. They still do. No, I take that back. What episode of the Star Wars, Star Wars saga is the original Star Wars movie? Mark.
Episode 4.
That is number 4. That's.
I haven't seen a single one of these movies. So keep. Yep.
Oh!
Keep going.
Keep moving.
And just so you know, George is tuned in. He's listening out there.
And I'm sorry,
in,
there
in,
goes
in,
his donation.
Half Moon Bay. Yeah, there goes
it
that.
All, it was all
half a mil. That was a cool half mil coming in.
Son of a gun.
Oh, well. We'll get you next time, George. In the Star Wars TV spinoff, which was called The Mandalorian, a cute creature stole the viewers' hearts. What? Mr. King?
Unfortunately, I know this. That's Baby Yoda.
You're scary. You're scary. Yeah.
He's deep in the culture.
I just Baby Yoda. That's
I shouldn't have to, but if anyone wants to try for a bonus point, what was Baby Yoda's, this is in quotes, real name?
Fred.
Fred is wrong, but it was a good guess. Anybody else?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I didn't either. It's Grogu. G-R-O-G-U.
Grogu.
Mark, if you're squinting, then yeah, okay. Hey. Well, I got you. Who's Luke Skywalker's dad? Mr. King?
Darth Vader.
You'd be right. I'm not going to do the voice because I can't. Here's our last May the Fourth Be With You question. What was Darth Vader's name before it was Darth Vader? Emily.
That's what I was going to answer for the last
Well, okay, we would have taken
it. Here you
it.
Are.
Since Anakin.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes.
Nice.
Yes. Point for Emily there. Okay. We're going to talk to... No, I'm going to thank a couple of people. That's what I'm going to do.
Because it's spring pledge drive.
It's still the pledge drive.
It is.
We have a new sustainer. If I knew how to say that name, Tremarin, I guess.
New sustainer. Bad Axe
Music.
Welcome to the club.
Has phoned in. That man would move his head.
Bad Axe. Scott at Bad Axe. We love Scott.
We are $200 short of $5,000. So come on, folks. Get us to $5,000.
You didn't bring your extra with you today in your pocket there, Ed?
Yeah, but I already put it in. I already kicked in.
And it's only 10 in the morning. Just imagine what can happen.
9:30, buddy.
It is really good for 10 a.m., actually.
Michael?
Yes, sir?
Do you have some totals to give us?
I do.
Because I was really, you know, it went so fast there.
You can start with the lowest.
Shayna, we're coming back, Shayna. We're coming back.
I'm pitted out already over here. It's a hot seat to be in.
It's a tough seat to be next to.
Ooh, yeah.
Thank you, Mr. King.
I can feel the heat from there.
Yeah,
I bet.
How we doing, Mr. Price?
We're doing wonderful. Mark is in the lead with 10. Following at a close second is Emily with 9.
Ooh, on your tail, nice. Mark.
And Shane, I hate to really be on you about this, but there's only one or two here.
Yeah.
But she did get the smelly feet.
Gentle about this.
Smelly feet is my claim to fame, for sure.
Hey, someone just came to the celebrity
in the house.
Yeah. Be still my heart.
Yeah.
There you go.
She gets
We've
a
got
lay.
A celebrity in the house. You can't see what's happening here in
She's
the studio. It's kind
Hawaiian
of a big deal.
Too many bad jokes here.
I can now put a face to the name.
Absolutely. Aren't you the lady who was just next door doing
yeah.
a talk
and I
show?
Was in here, too.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, you're everywhere.
I'm everywhere, like Chicken Man.
Are chickens birds?
Yes.
Of course they are.
I've heard people, teachers, wondering if swans were birds.
Oh, no kidding.
We are not, there's very little opportunity for normal people to find out basic facts about nature. And it's tragic.
It's true, isn't
Thank
it?
Thank goodness
I mean,
all
really.
The people in this room are abnormal.
So to be clear, are swans birds?
Yes, as are chickens, as are penguins. My grandson, Walter, is 3.5 years old, and he can tell you that birds have feathers. And some feathers don't look like feathers. Penguin feathers don't look like feathers.
Interesting.
But they are.
That's so sweet.
Incredible.
And I was just in two places where chickens run wild and are in America and are the real chickens, the red jungle fowl of Southeast Asia. I've been on Key West, which is the only place in the continental U.S. where you can count chickens on your birding life list, and in Kauai, so these Lays seem really
nice. There are no coincidences here in the Driftless. I mean, things are meant to be. Thank you.
I love the Driftless area, by the way.
Don't you, though?
Yeah. Yesterday, my dear friend from high school, Dave Swasco, who lives in Gays Mills, took me all around, and it was so beautiful.
Boy, this, you know, memory fails, but the amount of water we've had this spring and the generally cool temperatures, I don't know if I've ever seen it this gorgeous.
It's lush.
The fruit trees are incredible.
The fruit trees may also be because of the drought. A lot
of last year's drought.
Yeah. A lot of them have a real surge of reproduction when they can get back into it again.
We recently moved into town, you know, a few years ago. We were farm folks, so the bird population was abundant and very busy and varied. And we kind of missed quite a few of those by moving into town. But yesterday, and this goes to the marvelous spring we're having, a pair of indigo buntings showed up. Then I looked up. I had just put the oranges out. And there's two orioles in the apple tree. It was just like, oh, okay, this is good.
Yeah. Now, I haven't seen an indigo bunting yet, but yesterday I had orioles and rose-breasted grosbeaks and the scarlet tanager.
Ooh. So
pretty.
I was pretty happy.
Yeah. I bet you were.
The other day in town, I saw three crows harassing a bald eagle.
Wow.
That would be the Driftless. Yep.
I always enjoy those big bird, little bird
those encounters,
fights.
Yeah.
Red like, wings. Why doesn't he just stop, turn around, and take them out?
Kick their tail feather.
Yeah.
Back when I was teaching in Madison, I used to ride my bicycle from my apartment to the school in Monona. And I wore one of those bell helmets that were shaped like an army helmet with the red stripes, white with red stripes. And I was hearing this weird clicking sound. And I looked in my rearview mirror, and a red-winged blackbird was chasing me, hitting the helmet, which was good enough that I couldn't feel it.
Yeah.
I was hearing those clicking.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
They are active little critters. Hey, I got a few people to thank here. Matt and Alyssa, Patrick, Chris, Ruth, and Cindy. Thank you all.
Thank you.
We love you.
Hey, and a few folks, you know, Laura's going to be here, I don't know, a few more minutes. I know she's got to get out by noon. Duluth is far away. Why don't you come in, make a pledge, and you can say hello to Laura Erickson at the same time.
Stop in the studio.
I mean, how cool is that? So help us out, will you? 638-9378. And now, since our best friend agreed to this.
He's going to put me on the spot.
Yes. If any of you wants to chime in. Oh.
Wait,
goodness. I'm not going to complain about interruptions.
Because the interruptions
donation.
Breaking news.
Great.
Breaking
thank
news.
You to Cassie. Thank you to Dina. Thank you to Hannah, I believe. Somebody has to go back to handwriting class. really good news is that we've zoomed through $5,000.
Yay!
We're one-third of the way.
One-third
of the way.
The guilty handwriting party just showed up at our window.
We're not going to name
and harassed you
and
back.
We forgive you, Anne. It's okay.
Or maybe we are.
Let's see now. Okay. We're going to play some bird calls or bird song or bird chips. We'll play all manner of bird vocalizations. And Ms. Erickson is going to try to identify them.
Maybe. I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Okay.
Remember, I'm an old lady losing my hearing.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey,
keep
Laura.
It lower pitched. I heard on the last hour.
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
Laura, between you and me, I got all the answers right here. Okay. So if you give me one of these, I'll give you the answer. Holy mackerel.
What is that, a pledge?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Hannah. Who used to go by the name of Hema. The last time I said, thank you, Hannah. We do appreciate it. Okay, if Laura's ready, we're ready. Would you play us a bird call?
Oh, I'm confused. I've never heard that. That's my favorite bird in the known universe, the black-capped chickadee.
You've told me this 14 times before. Would you give the folks a short version of why the chickadee is your favorite?
I use the Lost on a Desert Island test to know what bird I would most want to be stranded with. There are some beautiful birds that would be glorious to look at, except they would try to elude me. And the chickadees would come right up. Blue jays, too. And I have one pileated woodpecker who trusts me.
Oh, so you are a lucky woman.
Yes,
they are not exactly
woodpecker
forthcoming.
My grandson could say when he was 2 years old, pileated woodpecker. Oh,
whose grandchild is that?
Yeah, of course.
Let me guess.
He calls me Dee Dee Nana, by the way. Aww. And the Dee Dee is for chickadee.
Yeah. Chickadee. Awesome.
When he found out his other grandma was named Nana, he suddenly realized two Nanas. Nana, Dee Dee Nana. Coolest moment of my life.
Yeah. That's on the very short list of wonderful things in a life. Okay, we got another one for you, Laura, if you're ready.
Oh, that's another very confusing. My car license plate is Boujay because that was my daughter's second word.
Awesome.
And so that was a blue jay.
That was a blue jay.
Aggressive.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Kind and of. So good looking.
I'm batting a thousand.
Yeah.
You are, which, by the way, is leading the league. Easily.
Yeah. My favorite baseball player of all, my favorite Cub of all.
Who?
Now has to play for the New York Yankees. But so I have to follow two teams now.
You mean Anthony
Rizzo.
I love
Anthony. Anthony Rizzo. And though I don't think he's a bird watcher, but I have a bobblehead of him. I am not making this up. I have an Anthony Rizzo bobblehead with a chickadee on his hand that I put. They don't sell them that way.
That's awesome.
Okay,
One of the truly good-natured athletes. We love him, too. I'm glad you said that. That's fun. Okay, one more. What do you think?
I'm pretty sure it's a tufted pigtail.
You'd be right.
The tonal quality was close to an oriole. So when it gave the first peter, I thought it was going to be an oriole. And we don't get tufted titmice up in Duluth. So it's a very strong recommendation for the driftless area.
Yeah, we get them here. My sister just got a photo of them. Yeah.
And that little black spot through their eyes makes them as a species. They just are. And they're closely related to black-capped chickadees. They used to be in genus, but they were put in separate genera.
Their parents got divorced.
Yeah,
parents. They moved across the country.
I still feel bad about it.
I just give a fun fact? On Friday nights on Booty Tunes, my co-DJ goes by Titmouse.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
That is a
nice.
I have a wonderful co-DJ.
We have another one for you, and the bird seems to be standing upside down. You ready for another one?
Sure.
Okay.
White-breasted nuthatch giving its song.
Yeah, girl!
We have two kinds of nuthatches. The white-breasted sounds like a cranky toddler.
It does.
And the red-breasted nuthatch sounds like a whiny toddler.
Fun facts.
Hey, you can come back anytime, pal.
Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
Please do.
Okay, we have time for one or two more? Okay, here we go.
That's a car backing up, isn't it?
It's the backup bird. Yes.
Somebody called me saying they were camping in the Boundary Waters, and they woke up in the middle of the night, and there was a truck backing up in their wilderness parking space. I said, no, it was a saw-whet owl.
And you'd be right for yet another one.
And integrating the answer, no less.
You know,
what an amazing guest.
She's done some radio in her life.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Done some.
But it's always scripted when I do it. I don't get to be live too often.
Well, you're wonderful. We love you.
You
here.
Guys are all wonderful. That's why I'm comfortable doing this. I'm actually in my real life fairly shy.
Yeah.
Funny what headphones and a mic will do. That's why we do it.
And nice people.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. How about another?
It's a woodpecker, and it's one of my favorites, and they're doing this every day in my backyard now. It's a northern flicker.
You would be so right. If I'm not mistaken, that's our only brown and white woodpecker, isn't
it?
Or
yellow,
is there another?
Right. It's brown, and they're the only woodpecker that regularly feeds on lawns and ball fields and stuff because they eat ants. But when they open their wings, they're vivid yellow under the wings and tail.
It's my vote for our handsomest bird. I think they're spectacular looking.
Yeah, I do too, but then again, there's pileated woodpecker, yeah. Black-capped chickadees. Well,
female cardinals. Ed, don't limit yourself. Come on.
Did I hear you say chickadees again?
They fit the best of
it.
Every category.
Okay. Now for our last two, just so you know, we're going to go far away. Maybe you can get them. I don't know. Give the first one a try.
That's like a newborn babe.
It's a variation of the toddler.
Yeah.
This is a tropical bird.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I do not know which one it is.
That was easily from left field. So we'll tell you, the only reason we picked it is because of the name. That is the gray go-away bird.
Oh.
Hey. No way.
Are they in Australia? See, I've never been to Australia.
They sound like a lyre bird to me. So I'm guessing it's Australian.
I've never seen a lyre bird either, but I'm trying to think of where the go-away bird is.
That's the one that the lyre can do, like, chainsaws.
So that one I do not know. I'm
okay.
No longer batting 1,000. I'm getting closer to Anthony.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with...
You're always a winner here.
998 is a great average. Don't worry about it. There ain't anybody even close. Okay, our final one, which is also a global, nowhere near here. Would you play?
I'd guess a Wookiee.
I'm guessing some sort of interesting colonial seabird, but I don't know who.
It's the less.
Oh, it's a global penguin. I've never in my life seen any penguin except in zoos and aquariums.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought that was the lesser canoe. Kazoo. Sorry.
Kazoo.
Species of penguin. It doesn't even say what species.
No,
but
it doesn't.
But we have to speed up now.
Oh. Hey, thanks, Laura. Yeah. She's giving me cues too.
She does it all. I love it.
Well, that was great, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Can you give us some numbers there? How did Laura do?
Oh, I was supposed to keep you track of that. Got them all.
We were just mesmerized with the sounds.
One.
Yeah.
The tropical one. She's
you batted 995.
Yes.
Thank you, dear.
That's wonderful.
You win. You're the winner.
Thank you so much, Laura.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I hope this has helped WDRT, the only radio station I would drive this far to go support.
Thank you. That was sweet.
So
thank you, dear.
We love you.
You take
really,
care.
Every so morning, much. I listen to you. I didn't have, you know, it's a hard thing being a middle-aged woman and enjoying learning about birds. It puts me in a new category of some people may mistake me for an old lady who's fascinated by the birds.
Yes. When I started doing For the Birds, men expected me to be young and tall and blonde. And women expected me to look like their favorite first grade teacher.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much,
dear.
Thanks,
we'll see you next time.
All right. Ed, what's next?
I hope we should
have
her
folks?
Back
how is
all
that?
The time.
Like tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. Thank you, Laura. We do love you. 5 mornings a week, folks, for the birds. You can hear Laura. Thank you, Hannah. There's a note here that says, Hannah, another one. And Alan,
to all the Hannahs
and Amber, we are halfway through the 5,000s, so let's keep us going, folks. This is
That's
good stuff.
Incredible.
Thank you, and thank you. 608-638-9378.
WDRT.
Michael, could you refresh us on the general standings?
Absolutely.
Just so these people can get their game on.
Yes, we have Mark in the lead with 10.
That sounds good. That sounds so good.
He doesn't gloat at all, does he?
No, never. Never.
Emily taking up the second spot with 9.
Ooh, tight.
Still time.
Tight.
Still time.
Well, there's plenty of time.
And Shayna in 3rd.
Me.
I won't say last, but 3rd. With one or two. Anyway,
some point.
We'll just fudge that in there somewhere.
Okay.
I was going to bring my trombone today so I could
go, wah, wah. Oh, we got one of those.
Yeah.
We'll give you one.
Okay.
it's time for a quiz show favorite, which we cleverly called Limericks.
Yes.
You know the drill. There's going to be a word that you have to rhyme the last word with, and it'll be so obvious by the time I say it 4 times. Okay. Let's start. Some of our shows will make you feel mellow. Some of them will keep you on edge. The best way to keep all these shows coming is to call in and give us, Emily,
a pledge.
You'd be right.
638-9378. Yeah.
Or WDRT.org.
Excuse me? Shooting fish in a barrel for Emily.
Well, it is.
That's okay.
It is.
Catching fish
check
in a
your
something
points
like
where
that.
You can get them.
Exactly.
In May, we're sure to have rain. It does no good at all to complain. If you want to have flowers, you got to have showers that wash all our cares down the
drain.
Shayna, you got it. All over that one.
Woo!
She knows drains.
I know. All stinky things. That's my forte.
Stinky
feet
and drains.
Cleansing, wonderful, necessary things.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for letting me have that one.
Now that spring has arrived on the scene, to get out in the garden, I'm keen. Can't let one more day pass without cutting the grass. The whole world is turning bright. Mr. King.
Green.
Green would be correct.
Yeah.
And boy, is it.
If you folks haven't, last show.
If you folks haven't played outside today, go outside and play. It's beautiful.
The colors alone.
And then call us.
Yeah.
Bring your portable radio.
Dude, remember transistors? That was fun.
Man.
Boom yeah. boxes back in my day.
Well, you're always so much more hipper than I am. The leaves are brilliantly forming. The buds and blossoms are out. The flies are tied and the waders unpacked. It's time to go fishing for Emily.
Trout.
Trout would be right.
Yeah.
Ash right here.
Would you give us your yayas again?
Yeah.
I love that. In my garden, I'm commencing to sow. Tiny seeds laid all in a row. Then I wait for the pests. Aphids and snails never rest. I'm hoping that something might. Shayna.
Grow.
Yay. Hey, how can folks help us grow? Master the segue that he is.
Become a sustainer.
Become a sustainer.
Any for as low helps. As $5 a month.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real easy. It's practically a cup of coffee these days. That's what it
you know
costs
what?
To be a sustainer.
Yeah.
One cup of coffee per month, guys. Come on.
Come on. You should see what our producer pays for his coffee. It's a good thing he's a sustainer.
Yeah.
Or else, you know, I'd have to get on him. There once was a mother of 3 who tried the best that she could be. And as the laundry kept on piling, she kept on smiling, saying, it's not like they can fire. Shayna.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Me.
That worked out.
From now on, I'm calling you Mimi. Do you mind?
Mimi.
That would be nice.
Mimi.
Checking the look here. Oh, yeah. Michael.
Yes, sir.
How you doing with the standings there, buddy?
Pretty decent. This is the first time I've used an adding machine today. This is taking a lot longer than I thought.
That's okay. That's okay.
There's a lot of ones to carry.
Can we just make a quick shout out to a favorite listener of mine?
You go.
Hannah, a famous local photographer who took all of our volunteer DJ photos that
she
are now
sure
on
did.
Our website. She's in the house. We see her. Oh. Another local celebrity. We love her. Yeah.
Everyone
you guys,
loves her photos.
Everyone,
so much.
Go to our website. You can start checking out our shows. We've got our photos there as well
Hannah
as on
Agar
Facebook.
Photography.
Thank you. Say it again.
Hannah Agar Photography.
Yeah, right. She did us
fantastic
such a
job.
Solid.
Fantastic job.
They're so beautiful.
Very professional,
I find
studio.
Myself thinking, you know, half of us are We love to be in a dark studio with our headphones on and only the microphone.
And unseen.
And here's this lady bringing out
our
real
faces.
People.
Yeah. It's,
yeah. Anyway, yeah, great job.
We were a little hesitant, but she did a great job.
Yes, she did.
How are we doing on those numbers, pal?
I believe Emily has cinched it so far with 12. Ooh. Mark coming in at 11.
Oh, man. Hey, still
and
close.
Shana at 4.
Still close.
Hey.
We're doing it.
Coming up from the bottom. The sludge.
Uh-oh. Neck.
Somebody
animal.
Lives everywhere, so that's okay.
Okay, folks.
What do you got?
You know what?
What?
Is it a secret?
Speed round.
It's time for the final round. Each panelist will be asked a series of questions in rapid order. You have 40 seconds to answer as many as you can.
Giddy up.
I caution you not to waste time on a question that is stumping you. Just move on. Okay. We can come back.
Okay.
Later.
No need to ring in.
Yeah.
No.
No, we
this
just yell it.
Player specific. The order of play will be as follows. It'll be Mark to go first, followed by Emily, followed by Shane.
Okay.
I need just a second. Mark. I'm still tapping my toe from the intro music.
It's pretty great. You ready, buddy?
Pretty catchy. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. What is DRT's mailing address?
What would be Main Street?
What's the number, please? The number?
It's the third block south.
Okay, good.
316.
Yes. Name one of the DJs on DRT. Just one. Anyone.
Mike Robinson.
Yes.
Yes.
What is necessity the mother of?
Invention.
Yes. Who is Julian Lennon's mother?
Yoko.
Yes. Which Sunday in May is Mother's Day? No, it's okay. You got time to answer.
The next one.
The next. He meant the second Sunday. Yes. So
that counts.
How many points did you get there, Mark? Was it 4?
Yeah. Mark, I thought somebody was counting.
Well, I thought so, too.
It was me. 5.
4. No, Terry 4. Says 4.
4?
Anyway.
He would do a better job of keeping track of numbers if he had one of those little green visors.
You know what? Note to self. Note to self. Emily.
I'm ready.
What is DRT's phone number?
608-638-9378.
Name a DJ besides Micah.
DJ Schmee-J, Bruce Carey.
Joan Crawford played a really bad mom in what film from 1981?
Mommy Dearest.
Oh, boy, yes. Are fewer babies born in February or September? Fewer babies.
I would say September.
You'd be wrong. It's February.
Oh, all right.
What do we call members who donate automatically every month?
They're sustainers.
Yes, they are. And that's time. I believe that was a 4. Correct? Yeah. Correct.
Ah, she nailed it. Oh, man.
Shana.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, pal.
Okay.
Come on. 2. Yeah, there you go.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
Where on the FM dial is WDRT?
91.9 FM.
Oh, you got that. Would you name another DJ on DRT?
Ed Hallahan.
Yeah, great. He's there. What is Mike Pence's nickname for his wife?
Ooh, I don't want to know.
Come on.
What is it, Emily? It's
mother.
Oh,
yeah.
No!
I know. That's the worst.
Are more babies born in December or August? More babies.
August.
August would be right. Moms. You'll get this question because we started it. Moms get the most Mother's Day cards. Who gets the second most Mother's Day cards?
Grandma?
Yes! Grandma!
Oh. You know what? I just I caught a comedian last night who mentioned that mothers are busy taking out their children on Mother's Day, and there are the least amount of crimes committed. So now we know who's committing all the crimes.
Yeah.
The moms.
Mothers.
Just kidding, moms.
Okay, folks. It's time to crown our Pledge Day champion. I'm looking over at our master of the math. He's got that machine going. It's starting to smoke. He's going so furiously.
Any machine is a smoke machine if you use it wrong enough.
Excuse me?
Any machine is a smoke machine if you use it wrong enough.
Not long enough, but wrong
enough. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it.
Wise words.
Not wise actions lead to smoke machines.
So we have a conundrum.
Yes, we do. What's up?
Is there a tie?
There is a tie. Emily and Mark at 15.
Holy MacDougall.
In second place, you've moved up in places. Well, you know what, folks?
I can't believe it. We're going to have to leave it at co-champions, and we'll decide this another day.
A rematch.
I was going to say a street brawl, but okay.
A rematch.
Hey, my friends, I hope you had as much fun out there as we had in here. You ought to think about joining us on the quiz show. Why don't you think about that? Hey, drop us a line, and we'll get in touch with you. I want to thank our master of the math, Michael Price. Thank you, Michael.
Such as I am.
Such as you are. Our expert panelists, Emily and Shayna and Mark. Thank you, dear hearts. Thank you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Big thanks to our guest superfan, Steve. Thank you, Steve. Hey-o. And big hugs and kisses to Laura Erickson, who was so kind to play with us today.
So kind.
My thanks to our producer, Terry O'Connor. And most of all, thanks to you for tuning in. We'll be here all day asking for your support.
One day pledge drive, baby.
Call in, stop in, help us out. Thank you. Have a great day.